Hey, it's Glenn, and I want to remind you, peace of mind is tough to come by these days unless you have a Liberty Safe. With a Liberty Safe, you won't worry when you leave the house because you'll know your valuables are protected. And right now, you can get free delivery to your home on any Liberty Safe. Go to LibertySafe.com for factory direct pricing. LibertySafe.com, made in the USA, lifetime warranty, and peace of mind. LibertySafe.com.
This is such a great editorial on the front page. Front page of the New York Times.
That's an editorial, though.
It's an editorial. And as Stu pointed out on radio, it's the first time in its history they've run an editorial on the front page.
I will say somebody sent me something after that segment that said that he ran one in 1920 as well.
Oh, really?
So
you lied.
So I did lie.
You lied.
I lied.
Why did you lie?
Because I didn't think anyone would find out the truth, and I wanted to hide it from everyone.
Should have known that.
1920, a Woodrow Wilson editorial?
It was something, I can't remember what it was about. Hold on, I can give it to you in a second. It was about some election. Was it the presidential election? 1920.
Complaining about Calvin Coolidge or something? Warren Harding? You know,
I
the people
was
who,
Harding.
I don't know, saved America in the 1920s? That was probably their beef.
Last time the Times ran an editorial on the front page was in June 1920 when it lamented the nomination of Warren G. Harding as a Republican presidential candidate. It was a move the Times wrote that would be received with astonishment and dismay by the party whose suffrages he invites. There you go.
Wow.
So anyway, I missed out on the Harding thing. But yeah, it's pretty freaking rare, the bottom line is, I guess.
Second time in history. Then.
Second time that I've ever heard of in history. And it basically tells people that they shouldn't buy guns. And guns should be restricted from use. Now, of course, you can do that. There is a way to do that. It's called repealing the Second Amendment and then getting into civil war. But you know, if you don't mind going through that general process, it can be done. Because I can guarantee you, if you try to take away 330 million guns from the American people, you're going to have a tough time doing that. There's going to be some percentage of them. A small percentage of them, probably, but a percentage enough that it's going to be problematic. If you start doing that, because there's a Second Amendment. Even if you, I mean, honestly, like if you could amend the Constitution to take away the Second Amendment, well, there you go. I mean, if you can pull that off, good luck with that. That's what you should be presenting, though, because that's what they want to do.
And I love the headline here: "End the Gun Epidemic in America." It is a moral outrage, a national disgrace that civilians can legally purchase weapons designed to kill people with brutal speed and efficiency. Well, first of all, AR-15s are not as efficient as other guns are. They're not as accurate as, like, some handguns are. You know, it's just, they mislead at every turn. Even their stupid sub-headline there is misleading. Do all guns kill with some sort of brutal efficiency? I suppose so.
Many of these attacks have happened with handguns, where people just bring in a bunch
of them. Almost all of them.
They make these big deals about, well, they could have all these extended clips, which, by the way, were illegal in California, and were installed in this gun anyway, making it an illegal gun. Both of the guns were illegal guns that they used to
kill. Maybe they didn't know it. That's why they were using it.
Yeah, right, maybe, because they
would have. Right.
So they didn't
care. That would have stopped them cold.
Stunningly, the terrorists were not pushed away from this attack because of the.
Because that usually happens.
It usually does.
When somebody's hell-bent on killing people, but they find out their gun's illegal, they'll stop dead in their tracks, man.
They're not worried. Then they find out that killing people is illegal.
No, they don't care about that.
So,
but what they care about is the gun law, because if it's a law against having the gun they have to kill a person, they're not willing to break that law. That's
got it.
Sacrosanct. The murder, it's a little iffy. But the gun law, man, they stick right to that. It's so stupid.
It's so incredibly dumb. But, I mean, it's amazing, too, because, you know, one of the things that they... Because they don't just say you shouldn't be able to buy guns. They say one of the things they think should be passed is this idea that if you're on the terrorist no-fly list, you should not be able to buy guns. An understandable, seemingly common-sense measure that we should all get behind. Of course, when you think about it for a little bit, as we kind of talked about on radio... You're talking about convicting people of terrorism without actually charging them with terrorism. You're saying, hey, because you're on this list, for example, I'll give you the Ted Kennedy thing because we mentioned it earlier. Ted Kennedy was on this actual list. Now, Ted Kennedy arguably was a murderer, but he was not a terrorist that we know of. just throwing that one in there. But he was pulled aside at multiple airports because he was on the no-fly list. Why? This is unbelievable. And from the Washington Post, a senior administration official, this is the Bush administration, spoke on condition of anonymity, said Kennedy was stopped because the name T. Kennedy had been used by an alias by someone on the list of terrorist suspects. So think T. Kennedy. How many T. Kennedys are there in the country?
Well, there were two. One of them died. And so...
No, Pat. There's a lot of freaking T. Kennedys.
There's more than really?
Yeah, a lot of them. And okay. Think about it, because it's not just the names. This is a good thing to highlight. It's not just the names. It's the alias these people use. So Muhammad Atta uses an alias that's Pat Gray. Mm-hmm. Pat Gray gets on a no-fly list. Now, eventually, these things get worked out, but it's a major hassle.
Try to get off a no-fly list.
It's very difficult.
I bet that's really hard.
As the New York Times highlighted in an op-ed last year, where they said it took up to 10 years for a Muslim woman who is a professor to actually clear her name from this. Yet at the same time, they're arguing that same list should be used to restrict people from buying weapons.
May I tell you why this is so important, though, Stu? It's so important that New York Times put this editorial on their front page. And they say, in part, these are weapons of war, okay? Mm. Barely modified and deliberately marketed as tools of macho vigilantism and even insurrection. America's elected leaders offer prayers for gun victims and then, callously and without fear of consequence, reject the most basic restrictions on weapons of mass killing, as they did on last Thursday.
That's the terrorist thing they're talking about.
They distract us with arguments about the word terrorism. Let's be clear. These spree killings are all, in their own ways, acts of terrorism. Okay? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. But at least those countries are trying. Oh, opponents of gun control... But opponents of gun control are saying, as they do after every killing, that no law can unfailingly forestall a specific criminal. That is true. They are talking many with sincerity about the constitutional challenges to effective gun regulation. Those challenges exist. They point out that determined killers. I know.
I never heard that before.
And there's more. They point out that determined killers obtained weapons illegally in places like France, England, and Norway that have strict gun laws. Yes, they did. But at least those countries are trying.
Oh, that's
they're not succeeding. They're not getting anywhere. They've not lowered their gun death rate at all. In fact, in England and Australia, each of them, after banning guns, the gun rate, the death toll from guns went up. Mm-hmm. And dramatically in both cases. Now, they've since kind of evened that out in some cases. But in every year in the last 18 years, except one, England has had a higher gun death rate since the ban. But that doesn't mean anything to people, to morons, to buffoons like this, writing this editorial. They don't care if it actually solves the problem. They just want to take guns from decent citizens, law-abiding citizens.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They look at this as, okay, well, bad people want guns. If you make laws, sure, some bad people will still get guns, but generally speaking, at least you're trying to restrict bad people from having guns. What they remove from that equation is that good people have guns. And the people who get hurt by these things are the good people. Again, the weapons used in this slaughter were illegal weapons. Mm-hmm. The Wall Street Journal covered this. They were modified to be illegal weapons. They were purchased legally initially and then modified. Again, you can make all of these points up all you want about how this idea that you could stop people from doing things. Bottom line is they had bombs as well, with some legal components, some illegal components that were modified to make an illegal bomb. You're never going to stop this with this.
Is there a legal bomb? Can you make a legal bomb? Because I'm pretty sure you can't make a legal bomb.
In some circumstances, you could. Blasting, right?
Okay, yes, you could have TNT for construction blasting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm sure that a lot of those fireworks are considered that, too.
M80s or whatever?
Yeah, and even the ones that for the shows that they bring in.
Yeah.
Those are really big explosives.
They really are, Jeffy. Thank you for that. That has furthered the discussion in a major way. In a major and profound way, I would say.
I mean, it's not a clock ticking backwards. No. I'll give you that. But
yes, thank you for that.
It's just an amazing, and this reaction from the New York Times is the exact opposite reaction they have about terrorism.
It is.
It is. You know what? Well, we'll just. And
did you also notice that they borrowed a little something from the Daily News from last week's article too, with the
mocking the prayers?
Yeah, mocking the prayers. America's elected leaders offer prayers for gun victims and then callously and without fear of consequence. They also call them cowards and all that. I mean, it's the same rhetoric. Are the same people working for both papers?
Hey, it's Glenn, and I want to remind you, peace of mind is tough to come by these days unless you have a Liberty Safe. With a Liberty Safe, you won't worry when you leave the house because you'll know your valuables are protected. And right now, you can get free delivery to your home on any Liberty Safe. Go to LibertySafe.com for factory direct pricing. LibertySafe.com, made in the USA, lifetime warranty, and peace of mind. LibertySafe.com.